AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
College football, full circle.
You know, we've had a lot of respect for Cincinnati all year. We certainly have talked about their strength of schedule, but this win against SMU, when we were looking at the way they played offensively and defensively, they came in at four. A lot of discussion. There's 13 members of the committee. There's certainly a disagreement at times, but when the vote came down, they were four and then Michigan at five.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. A lot to do as we head into the holiday weekend. Joe Lisi, the encyclopedia of college football. My man, how are you?
Oh, look who it is. He joined us after a brief hiatus with all the money that he won last week. It's Mike Carver. Oh, Mikey boy. How you doing, buddy?
Be fair. I wasn't gone because of all the money that I won this last week.
Notre Dame, 55, nothing.
Well, look, Joe, I warned you last week not to get involved with the Yellow Jackets and Jeff Collins as they were going into South Bend, a very hungry Irish team, and they got eaten up. Geez, that game was over quickly, Joe. At least you didn't have to sit through that one very long.
No, I turned it off in the second quarter, so that was good. But I have to be honest with you, Mike. Yeah, Carver, you have a little bounce in your step today. You're a little spry. I can't wait for the best bet section. You're a little spry. Oh. We're going to throw it down later. We're going to throw it down. It's getting real now. All right? No. There's no messing around.
No, it's we're down to the nitty-gritty, there's no doubt. A couple weeks left to go here, and I've closed to within two games of go for the two. So we will have picks, as always, later on in the show. We're going to go through all of the big games on Saturday. We will start, though, Joe, with the latest college football playoff rankings that came out. Georgia 1, Ohio State jumps Alabama. They go to 2, Bama down to 3, and for the first time in the history of the college football playoff rankings, Joe Lisi, a team from the group of five, has made their way into the top four, the Cincinnati Bearcats, after the very impressive performance against SMU at home over the weekend. They are now in the fourth slot. How about that, Joe?
Well, how about that? Deserving quality win over SMU. The way they shut down Tanner Mordecai and the SMU offense. I mean, that was an offense averaging well over 400 yards. They held Mordecai 66 passing yards on the afternoon, made them completely one-dimensional. Des Ritter stepped up, had a dynamic performance through the air on the ground. So a whole effort by the Cincinnati Bearcats. That was a four-quarter effort from start to finish. They took this game seriously. They jumped out early. This game was won in the trenches. And that's a testament to Luke Fickell. He had his team motivated, and they deserve to be number four entering this week. And that's what it's all about. Can you maintain that, though? Do you have the mental resolve? Can you put back-to-back games together, especially this week against ECU and, more importantly, the other Houston game as well, Carver? So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, they've got a couple of hurdles still left to jump over, Joe, but they're there right now. They're in the slot, and as long as they win their games, it's going to be very difficult to take them out now, especially because of what's going on behind them. I mean, this isn't rocket science here, Joe. I mean, Michigan's 5. You know, they're playing Ohio State. One of them's losing. Notre Dame's 6. They've already beaten them. Could Oklahoma State win these next 2 weeks and win a Big 12 title with one loss? Yeah, they couldn't. I guess that's the one team truly, I guess, that could knock Cincinnati out. But all they got to do, Joe, I feel, is take care of their business, and they're going to be good to go in a couple of weeks in the Final Four in the semis.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what you want to see if you're a Group of Five team. We've seen teams close, UCF with Scott Frost when he was there, and he took them to the bowl win over Auburn. But you want to see teams have an opportunity for having a successful season. That's what it's all about, Carver. These other teams that, let's say, have a good group. They have a quality recruiting class. Can they maintain that? Can they crack the top four? Will it last? I mean, the biggest question is going to be if Oak State can run the table and win the Big 12 championship. You know, are they going to leapfrog Cincinnati, you know, in the rankings? That's going to be the biggest question and the argument. At the end of the day, I feel personally that Oklahoma State and you know, some of the other teams from the Big Ten, one loss, conference champ, yeah, they're deserving over Cincinnati. But at the end of the day, we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, no question about it, Joe. It should be fun. And we're going to talk about a couple of games this weekend that are also going to set the path forward for what we need here. We've got a match, actually a top 10 matchups technically from these rankings. We're going to have 2 against number 5, Ohio State and Michigan, 7 against 10, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. We will dive into those. Oregon, of course, tumbled. Michigan State tumbled. You know, that's pretty much it. They put Pittsburgh and Wake Forest there in between 15 and 20 so that when they play next week, they're both ranked. Utah, I thought Utah would go up a little bit more, Joe, to be quite honest with you. The way that they bulldozed Oregon.
Three losses.
Three losses is right. I did think they'd jump a little bit more, but you make the point there. The three losses. What did you think of Ohio's? I thought they did the right thing. Ohio State flipping Alabama, too. They should be ahead of Alabama.
Yes, we'll talk about it on the back end, definitely, without a doubt.
College Football Full Circle, Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, start talking about those Ohio State Buckeyes in Michigan. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. So as we transition into our biggest game of the weekend, Joe, we were saying going to break. I thought they did the right thing, the Suits, jumping Ohio State into 2 over Alabama. I think it helped them that Oregon lost, so now they can get rid of that dumb carrot that they beat them heads up. They didn't have to worry about keeping Oregon ahead of Ohio State. Now, they have been the second best team. I don't think there's any question about it the last few weeks. The way that they absolutely flogged Michigan State last week, they deserve to jump up to 2, Joe.
Great point. I mean, jump out 35-0. You make that offense and Kenneth Walker completely one-dimensional. They held him to a season-low 25 rushing yards in that ball game. C.J. Stroud, kudos to you, partner. Great call at 8-1 for the Heisman. Jumps out 432-yard performance, 6 touchdowns. They attacked a suspect secondary of the Spartans. That's what Purdue did. We knew that was the matchup. Could Michigan State run the football? And they dominated from start to finish, and that front seven is getting much better just in time for that ball game against Michigan, that rushing attack, and more importantly, all the games down the road that they're gonna have to play, because whoever they face in the college football playoff, go back to that game last year against Mac Jones and the Alabama offensive line, that front seven was abused in that ball game. So if they get better, and then you have the offensive productivity out of C.J. Stroud, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, are you kidding me? This is a lethal team hitting stride at just the perfect point in the season.
And now they will look to finish the regular season on Saturday in the Big House against Michigan, Ann Arbor, the whole deal, Ohio State and Michigan. We know the story here, Joe. Harbaugh never beats Ohio State,
right.
Never beats them, as it never has. And maybe
right.
Never will. He gets an opportunity this week, Joe, where not only can he vault himself into the college football playoff and then a win to the Big Ten title game and potentially get there for the first time since he's been in Ann Arbor. 8.5 right now, Joe, is where we are sitting with this line. Me and you discussed this at the end of last week, and I thought it would be closer to 10 than closer to 7. It's right in the middle. You know, I think the way that Ohio State dominated last week probably ticked it a couple points past a touchdown. So -8.5, 64.5 is the total. Do you see Michigan at home Saturday, noon Eastern kickoff, giving Ohio State a game?
I do, and I think the books have been playing some games, mind games, with the bettors in response to Ohio State, because you just hear and look at the public perception and sentiment about Ohio State. I've heard a lot of people, oh, it's too cheap. It's not big enough. This should be bigger. And remember when they faced Purdue and Michigan State, it was like, oh, no way, man. I'm taking the points with Purdue. They're going to attack them just the way they attacked Michigan State. And I'm like, I don't know, because they're a one-dimensional team. You look at the game against Ohio State versus Purdue and Michigan State. Completely one-dimensional. Purdue couldn't run the football. They chucked it with Aiden O'Connell, David Bell. They were put into predictable long third downs. That front seven got pressure. On the flip side, Kenneth Walker, Peyton Thorne, completely one-dimensional. Now you have another potentially one-dimensional offense in Michigan that's just so run-heavy, but they have the front seven led by Aiden Hutchinson. They got 7 sacks against Sean Clifford and Penn State. That will keep them in it, I believe. And this secondary, from a bump and run and just in terms of a coverage type of secondary, can go toe-to-toe with Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, where they're not going to give up chunk plays in this ball game the way Purdue and the way Michigan State did. I'm taking the 8.5. They might not win, but I think they're well within the number Saturday in Ann Arbor.
I mean, it would be nice to see him show up, Joe, that's for sure. You know, look, I'm not saying that all these games have been blowouts since Harbaugh has been in Michigan, but there's been quite a few.
Yep.
The worry for me, Joe, is them slowing down what in the past few weeks has become just a red-hot passing attack for the Buckeyes. That's the biggest worry for me. I mean, Stroud's on fire right now. Minus 220 to win the Heisman now, Joe, by the way.
Great
minus
job. Two, great
minus
job.
220
you did a great
to
job.
Win the Heisman.
Sell.
Hey, the 8-1 ticket, Joe. We're trying to bring it home.
But
look, the way him and those receivers, Olave and company, have been operating, I just think it's very difficult for them to slow that down enough. Now, being over a touchdown, you're right, is very interesting. But I want to go with Ohio State. The only thing that worries me, Joe, is it seems like everybody's on Ohio State. I mean,
right.
It's 70% plus tickets and money right now. That stuff always worries me. And the line hasn't really budged enough the last couple days. But I know that always screams to you to go the other side. That's why I know another reason why you like Michigan.
I do like Michigan, and you have to look at what is the game plan to actually beat Ohio State. It's exactly what right. Oregon did in terms of the run game. Get them into an ugly game, and I understand that was at a different point in the season where C.J. Stroud wasn't as refined as he was now. I get that, but it's still the recipe to keep a lethal offense on the sidelines. You need to sustain drives. You need to be able to move the football on the ground, take time off the clock, limit possessions, and then get it into the fourth quarter where it's anybody's ball game. Playing at home, they didn't play this ball game last year. They're hearing that. You know, some Ohio State players have come out this week and they stepped on Michigan jerseys. That's another factor. You never, never, I don't care how dominant you are, you never provide bulletin board material for the other team. I mean, you want to do that after a victory? Great. Wake up, man. Wake up. Because, listen, I'm happy they did it. I'm taking the 8.5. I think Michigan, listen, they're playing at home. You have to. I'll say it again. In big ball games, the team that wins is the team that breaks tendency, the team that takes chances, runs the football, and wins the turnover battle. You got two out of the three, Jim Harbaugh. Now you got to step up, put on your big boy pants, take off the Lululemon khakis, all right, or whatever the heck you're wearing, and be aggressive, Josh Gattis. Throw on first and second down. Open it up.
I like the Buckeyes just for the factor of they always get it done, and they look so good the last 2 weeks, Joe. That's why right now I'm leaning to the Buckeyes, even laying the 8.5 on the road. That's kind of where I am at. For this game coming up on Saturday. I don't want to get into Oklahoma who say, yeah, we'll do that on the other side of the break because that's the other huge game coming up on Saturday night. Let's talk about some of these other teams that are playing Saturday at the top of this ranking. Now, Georgia's at number one. We know that, Joe. They're playing Georgia Tech, which, you know, is it really like in theory almost a tomato can game with how bad the Yellow Jackets are. 35.5 is the spread here. I mean, and every week, they haven't played a close game all year, Joe. I mean, 56-7, 41-17, 43-6, 34-10, 37-0, 62-0, and I don't expect them to get any challenge this week against the Yellow Jackets either.
I can't take Georgia Tech after they burned me last week. How could I take them again? If I had a bet, Carver, I would lay it.
I'd lay
but
it.
But I don't love it. I don't love it.
I'd lay it, you know, in the under, Kirby, Joe. I think lay in the under. I think the under 54.5 as well. I don't think Georgia Tech is going to score this week either. They didn't score against Notre Dame. They're going to score against Georgia.
I know, but you know these games are so crazy. I know. It screams under. It screams Georgia. I'm not betting this game.
Will you be worried? And we'll talk about this game a lot next week, obviously, because we know Georgia and Alabama are going to play in Atlanta for the SEC title game. Are you worried at all going into that game that Georgia hasn't played a close game, aside from week one against Clemson, a close game?
Yeah, very worried.
They haven't played a close game all year. I mean, not one. I mean, they've blown everybody out, and that's not going to happen against Alabama. At least we don't think it is. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159. We'll come back. The Bedlam game, Saturday night, and Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy got a big opportunity in front of them. Talk about it when we come back on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. The other one, big one, in terms of the top with the rankings in the playoff, is the Bedlam game, where number 7 Oklahoma State hosts number 10 Oklahoma. Still definitely a shot for the winner of this game to stay in the mix with one loss. They are not finished, that's for sure. But here's the problem, Joe. I want to back Mike Gundy and the Cowboys in the worst possible way on Saturday. I want to do it, Joe. But there's so many things that just stick out historically wise that it's very hard. Gundy 2-14 against the Sooners. I mean, he's lost six in a row to them. You know, there's close games in there. I mean, 48-47 back in 2018, 62-52 in 17. Beat him in 14, 38-35. It just, he's had some spots, Joe, where he comes into this game with a lot on the plate and just doesn't get it done. And it worries me, Joe. And you never get Oklahoma getting 4.5 points anywhere. And I almost feel like I have to take the Sooners on principle, even though Oklahoma State has absolutely been the better team this year. I don't deny it. Defensively, they're great. But this just seems like a game that even if Oklahoma State wins it, I feel like it's a field goal game and that 4.5 is going to be in play.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. To your point about them losing six straight, the average margin of defeat for Oklahoma State is 18.3 points per game. Got absolutely abused last year. They could not run a lick on that front seven. Remember, Chuba Hubbard was hurt much of the game. He didn't step up. Spencer Sanders was knocked out. Illingsworth came in. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to that front seven, right? You know, in terms of Oklahoma, are they going to step up the way they did last week against Brock Purdy and Breece Hall, held that Iowa State offense to 61 yards total rushing yards on the afternoon, forced turnovers, got to Brock Purdy, abused him. But at the end of the day, it was still a seven-point game, which is amazing when you think about it. Now, I still give the edge to Oklahoma State at home. They haven't lost their identity. The biggest thing for me is they just look unfazed, Carver. They're just, hey, you know what? Okay, we'll go about our business. We got to go on the road to Lubbock. We take care of it. They're down 20-7 against Boise State at the earlier part of the year. Hey, no problem. We'll take care of it. We're going to run. We're going to be methodical. We're not going to get outside of our game plan and panic. And that's what they did. And they almost did that against Iowa State. They had that drive, right? They're trailing by three. They get the football back, and it's like, okay, now we go. And you can make the argument they got that first down or they didn't. But they did not look fazed by the atmosphere. And I don't think they're going to be fazed in this matchup. Have the number one ranked third down defense in the country. 24% holding opposing offenses to third down conversions. Are you kidding me? They were number one in the year last year at 26%. They're better this year. And show me Caleb Williams or Spencer Rattler. Are you kidding me? They're so inconsistent. I can't back Oklahoma State here laying it this weekend in Stillwater. I'm a man, and I don't mind laying it. I was on Oklahoma last week. I was almost, like, I almost wanted to jump through the TV, too, after 28-14, and you're down to the 20-yard line with 20 seconds left. Amazing. Amazing.
Low total for a Big 12 Oklahoma-Oklahoma State game, too, but that Oklahoma State defense has not given up more than 24 points in a game all year, Joe. My concern is, I don't know if they're going to score on Oklahoma either. I think the D will be, I love the under in this game, Joe. I think under 49.5, despite being under 50, which I usually don't like to get involved there, but for this game, I just feel like major rock fight, lot big slobber knocker, 16-13 type of game.
16-13 in the Big 12. Unheard of. Blasphemy. Blasphemy.
You're telling me you couldn't see that in this game this week? With the way these defenses play? I could absolutely see it.
That's why I love it. That's why I love it.
That's why I also lean to the 4.5, Joe. I'm going to be rooting for Oklahoma State to win this football game. But if I'm playing a side, it's probably going to be the Sooners.
You're a turncoat. I always knew you were. You're a turncoat.
We've been on the Cowboys all year. This line is just too good. If it was still pick 'em or one like it was like at the beginning of the week or two, you know what? Fine. But getting over a field goal and getting a 4.5, I just don't like it there, Joe. I don't like it.
Yeah, I think you need a nudge. That's what I think. I think you need a little nudge. Like, you know, I'm going to play bad influence like Rob Lowe.
All right. We'll see if you can talk me into it. We'll see if you can talk me into it.
Jalen Warren, Spencer Sanders,
These have been our guys all year. We want to see Gundy get this done.
He never gets it done in this game.
He never gets it done. I'm supposed to back him here. Biggest game of the year. Very tough to
He's
beat,
talking though. About Very sides tough. This week, too.
Yeah,
with the
well, I like.
Just,
well, he's
talking about sides.
But here's the other thing with Gundy this week. Is that, yeah, I don't think we're going to play him anymore after they leave. Basically saying the rivalry's over once they go to the SEC. See you later. Chopped, Joe. Chopped.
Chopped.
Get him out. Chopped.
Doesn't it look like Gundy's got like that Elvis like helmet?
Yes.
It's almost like it's like a toupee, but he
I think
pulls
it's fantastic.
It off. It's like, you know, he's got like that old Elvis old man helmet. He looks like Wayne Newton to a degree. You want a lock of my hair?
Right.
You want a lock of my hair?
We got.
You think he wears a girdle like Wayne?
I don't know.
You think Gundy's wearing a girdle or Spanx to keep in those, you know, love handles that he got? I'm a man. I'm 55 right. years old, bro. Bro.
The other team still hanging by a thread to make the college football playoff is, of course, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame coming off a rousing win at home over Georgia Tech. They go to Stanford to finish off their season, as they traditionally do. They go back and forth, of course, USC and Stanford, year by year. 20.5
I'm taking
is
it.
The number for Notre. He doesn't even let me finish the buildup. I'm taking it. Listen to Joe. I'm going after Kelly again this week. I'm going after these guys. After what? I'm 2 weeks in a row. I'm going after them. Well, Joe, it's 20.5 53.5 is the total. I will say this. Historically, even when Notre Dame needs the Stanford game, and they even when they have won the games that they've needed in the Stanford game, they historically have not been good at covering the number in said situation.
Yes, correct. And that's why I'm taking Stanford. They looked absolutely horrible. Could be David Shaw's last game as Stanford coach. We don't know.
It should be. It should be.
It should be. He should be chopped.
He has done an awful job this year, Joe. And let me just tell you, he shouldn't have even won the Oregon game. The dopey officials won that game for Stanford that day. They shouldn't have even won the game against Oregon. Other than that, he's done nothing this year. An awful job by Shaw. Awful.
Yep. I agree 100%. So I think Notre Dame wins. Give me Stanford to keep it within the number. I think they run. They shorten this game. Somehow, some way, crazy things happen in Palo Alto. Give me the Cardinal. Wearing the crimson jerseys. Going back
I'm
to the day
it,
of
I'm
Emery Blunt.
I'm laying
the crew.
It. Drop the hammer. I'm laying it. 20.5. Could be 35. It'll be like the Georgia Tech game last week. Could be worse, Joe. Could be worse, baby. All right. We're going to do picks next segment. Let's try to rifle through a bunch of other games for Saturday. Wake Forest win, and they're in the ACC title game in Chestnut Hill against the Fighting Mike Blewitts of Boston College. -5.5 for the Demon Deacons right now. 64.5 is the total. Does Wake Forest face Pittsburgh in the ACC title game, Joe?
No. It should be called Chestnut Hole, okay? Because Florida State went in there. They almost fell. They had a 26-3 lead. They held on by a thread. But I think the cold weather, the concern for me is Wake Forest allowed 333 rushing yards to Clemson last week. I know Boston College doesn't have a consistent run game, but they have a very physical offensive line. Jakovic's back, Zay Flowers. I think the physicality of the offensive defensive lines of BC gets it done. +4.5. I think they're a live dog.
Wow, how about that? Texas Tech visits Baylor. Now, Baylor, Joe, has a chance to still play in the Big 12 title game. If Oklahoma State wins and Baylor wins against Texas Tech, they would play the Cowboys next week at Jerry's World. -14.5 for the Bears.
One of my best bets. Love the Red Raiders. Love Donovan Smith, the freshman mobile quarterback, redshirt freshman. Texas Tech has held 7 opponents under 100 yards rushing. That's the strength right now of Baylor. We know they love to pound the rock. Baylor wins, but Tech won this ball game last year 24-23. Give me the Red Raiders, plus the gimme 2 touchdowns and a hook. I think they're in striking distance much of the way, Carver.
Does Penn State end the season another guy stealing money? James Franklin gets another big bag of money. -1.5 in East Lansing after Michigan State licking the wounds after the beatdown in Columbus.
Last four games, that secondary's allowed of Michigan State, 435 yards per game. Penn State's won two straight. It continues, three straight. Jahan Dotson, Clifford, a huge day, way too much. And the emotional mindset of Michigan State after he got abused by Ohio State. And Mel Tucker, he's going to look at that extension for James Franklin. He should have signed prior to the Ohio State game.
I like the over 52.5 in that game, Joe. I think it's going to get off the rails. I think it's going to get kind of bananas, the Penn State-Michigan State game. I think the Penn State wins, but I think it's some kind of crazy 38-35 type of game.
Possibly.
I think it's going to get really bananas. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, here with you, Sports Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. Picks, and we run through some more of the games for Saturday. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe, it is time for the picks this weekend. Last week, I gained another game on you. 4-4 week for me. 3-5. Well, that was a clerical error by me. As I texted Joe the other day, I was like, I picked up two on you. He goes, no, you didn't. I said, okay, I'm sorry. So Joe Lisi, 44-47.
Terrible.
Mike Carver, 42-49. We're going to try to finish strong, though, here. That's for sure. Joe, the picks for Thanksgiving weekend. Please get us going.
All right, let's start with Texas Tech. I think this is a way, way too many points for the Red Raiders in this matchup. I mentioned their defense held seven opponents under 100 yards rushing. That's the strength of Baylor with Abram Smith and that physical offensive line. I don't care. You typically watch these games. There are shootouts at the OK Corral. Baylor might win. A lot of pressure on this team to potentially be that team to strike the upset in terms of the Big 12 championship. We'll see what happens in Stillwater. If Oklahoma loses, Baylor wins. They're in the Big 12 championship, so this pressure, I think, gets to them. Give me the mobile quarterback, Donovan Smith, plus the 14.5. They're a live dog.
First for me, Joe, it's been a long time since the Florida-Florida State game has had any meaning behind it. Both teams, 5-6, looking to become bowl eligible this Saturday after Dan Mullen got chopped in Gainesville, and normally that's a spot maybe you want to go to the Gators. I say no, Joe. The team that's trending up right now is Florida State. We have given Mike Norvell hell on this show in the past. We absolutely have. And you want to know what, Joe? It's time to give him a little bit of credit. After the 0-4 start, he's done an outstanding job here with the Seminoles the last couple of months where he has a chance to get them in a bowl game against their rival who they haven't beat in a while. Give me Florida State, Joe, on the road, plus 2.5. Two teams going in different directions. Norvell and Florida State, they deserve to go to a bowl this year.
All right, if he gets them there, fantastic job regrouping after the loss to Jacksonville State. The big game, right? Michigan catching 8.5. Two not enough points for Ohio State. Lay the wood. Guess what? I'm taking the khakis. I'm taking the conservative Jim Harbaugh. He's a little goofy. I get it. But they have the rushing attack to sustain drives, keep C.J. Stroud on the sidelines, eighth-ranked passing defense in all of college football, third-down defense, 34% on third-down conversions. And, oh, by the way, that front seven can get after it. They might not win, but they're in this number, 8.5, in Ann Arbor. They're a live dog in this ballgame.
I will go against you, Joe. I think that Ohio State's on a mission, and I think that their offense is just way too explosive right now. The problem with Michigan is when they get down two or three scores, they don't have the offense to be able to keep up with that or come back from that. I think the Buckeyes blitz them again, -8.5. I'll go heads up with you here. I need a couple of heads up wins. Give me the Buckeyes, -8.5.
All right. We're keeping with the dogs. I'm taking Arizona. Remember last year Arizona got abused by Arizona State? They put up a 70 spot. That needs to be in the locker room this coming weekend when they go on the road to Tempe, because I'm not sold on Herm. You play to win the game. You didn't even win last week against Oregon State. Guess what? You don't cover. Your quarterback sucks in Jaden Daniels. Give me the Wildcats. I understand they're an under 500 team, but they're trending. They cover numbers on the road in Tempe. They might not win, but 20 and a half is way too much. Give me the Wildcats against the Sun Devils.
I love that pick, Joe. I'm not playing that as one of my picks here, but I will be playing it on Saturday. You're right. They have to have that 70 posted on the walls after last year. They got completely embarrassed. And Arizona's been spunky. They've covered in a lot of these games here this year. They've made some improvements. I'm with you there. My next one, Boston College and Wake Forest. Chestnut Hole, as I was just calling it before. In this game, Joe, I like the under 64.5. I know Wake scores a ton of points. That is not the game that Boston College likes to play. They want to limit possessions. They want to play pound the rock. They want to play a slow game. I think Wake Forest is going to win this game and get themselves into the ACC title, but it's not going to be the kind of fireworks that they usually have. Under 64.5, Wake and BC.
Yeah, especially if Boston College, like I said, attacks that ground game and the front seven, that could lead to time off the clock. That's a dead under, so we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I think you need some gumbo. So it could be my last game in Baton Rouge.
LSU, Texas A&M. Last year, they were basically double-digit dogs on the road in Kyle Field. They lost, but got the cover. Max Johnson and the crew, he threw a last-second touchdown to put seven up on the board. They were catching 20.5. They're catching 6.5 now with an opportunity to become bowl-eligible for Coach O. Ty Davis-Price, baby, I need you to step up. I need you to pound the rock like you did against Florida. Over 300 in that ballgame. This is the identity of LSU. Old school. Texas A&M couldn't stop the run against Snoop Connor and Jerrion Ealy and Calzone on the road under the lights in Death Valley. No way, baby. LSU outright over Jimbo and the crew.
I love that one as well, Joe. In fact, it was going to be one of my picks. I'm going to get off of it because I need to catch you. I can't push with you. So I'm taking that off of one of my picks. I was going to go LSU. I'll give you another one here. Virginia Tech plus the 7.5 against Virginia. Major rivalry game. Tech can still get into a bowl, Joe, if they win this. They're 5-6. But you're giving me over a touchdown, two hated rivals. I know the Tech burned me last week. I thought they'd cover down in Miami against the Hurricanes. I'll try it this week. Major rivalry game. I know that Virginia scores a lot more points than Tech does. Tech will slow them down a bit. Grinded type of game. Give me the 7.5 with the Hokies.
That's it. Notre Dame screwed me last week. They owe me, okay? They owe me in a big way. I'm taking David Shaw. I'm taking the 20.5 with Stanford in this ball game. Again, they might not win, but it's West Coast. I want to see this Notre Dame defense step up. 20.5, no way. Notre Dame wins, but they don't cover this number, especially now. All the public sentiment is going to jump on Notre Dame because of 55-0. Big deal. Cardinal plus the 20 and a hook.
All right, Joe, I'll go against you. I'm going to take my Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. I'm going to lay the 20.5. I think they could smell it. They know that they've got an opportunity here, and they need to do what they did last week, make it look good. Stanford is embarrassing, and this will be the final nail in the coffin for David Shaw in Palo Alto. They'll have to get somebody else to recruit the kids for the white wine and the cheese up there. Give me minus 20.5 with Notre Dame, Joe.
All right, now the favorites, okay? I like the way Louisville's playing right now. They're bowl eligible. Malik Cunningham coming off a dominating road performance against Duke, 300 passing, 200 rushing. But more importantly, I've been very impressed with the Louisville defense. They're holding opposing offenses to 138 rushing yards on the ground. That's the strength of Kentucky. 34% third down defense. Kentucky's won two 2 straight in the series. Last time they played was 2019. But guess what? One of the worst turnover margins in all of college football. Negative 14 for the Kentucky Wildcats. Are you kidding me? The fact that this team is over 500 is a real testament to Mark Stoops. But when you don't win the turnover battle on the road, that's a critical concern to back a team in a spot, laying a short number with 2.5. I have the better quarterback. Rivalry game. Louisville dominates Kentucky over Stoops. Wow. I love Louisville minus the 2.5 in this ballgame.
Wow. You never go against Kentucky, Joe. How about that? I will go to late night, the bailout blowout schedule, the 10:30 p.m. Eastern games. Give me BYU, Joe, in the Coliseum against the Trojans. Listen, BYU, basically, they got as much right to play in the Pac-12 title game as anybody else this year. They've beaten everybody out there in the West. They'll do it again, -6.5 against USC, who's been just awful as they sputter to the finish line the way they got embarrassed by UCLA last week. Kalani Sitake, Joe, -6.5, late night against the Trojans.
Oh, if BYU abuses USC, you have no heart. They allowed 62 to UCLA. Unbelievable. All right, we talked about James Franklin. He got the contract extension to 2031. Love Clifford. Love Jahan Dotson. They've won 2 straight in the series. Like I mentioned, last 4 games by that Michigan State secondary allowed 435 passing yards per game. No way they're not stepping up. They got abused. They got hit so many times with so many lefts by Ohio State. They were begging for a right. We'll give them the right. Sean Clifford, Jahan Dotson, laying the 1.5 on the road in East Lansing.
Penn State. Next for me, Joe, I'm going to Auburn and Alabama, the Iron Bowl, Saturday afternoon, 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff, taking the over, Joe. 55.5. I think that Alabama seeing themselves drop down from 2 to 3. I think Nick's going to have the offense push it a little bit more. I know they probably don't want to show too much with the Georgia game the next week. I think they can get themselves in the mid-40s. I'm only asking Auburn to get me between 10 and 14 points, Joe, as far as I'm concerned, to get this over 55.5. I'll take my shot there. Worked out last week against Arkansas, over 55.5 in the Iron Bowl.
Another team that screwed me was South Carolina and Shane Beamer. I mean, they were down 14-0 against Auburn. All they had to do was die. That's all they had to do in that ballgame. But yet they fought from behind. They're on their 5th-string quarterback, the kid Brown. He stepped up. Their offense is garbage. They're completely one-dimensional. Auburn's garbage. They most likely get blown out by Alabama. But I'm taking Clemson. They've won 6 straight in the series. The last time they played was a couple of years ago. I like the Tigers. They pounded the rock for over 300 against Wake Forest. Potentially the best team in the AACC. Well, guess what? This is a rivalry game. They got fat. They're bowl eligible. They're not going to step up. Even if they do, South Carolina, Clemson's going to abuse them from start to finish. They cover this 11.5 on the road. I never like laying points, but Clemson's back to where they were from an offensive perspective, pounding the rock in defense. Clemson rolls in this ballgame.
Last one for me, Joe. I'm going to the Bedlam game, and just like I told you before, I'm taking Oklahoma with this 4.5. I think the number is very tricky. I think Oklahoma State can absolutely win this football game, but I don't think they win it by more than 5-plus points. I think this is a very close, very tight game, maybe even some overtime between the Sooners and the Cowboys. This is too many points for a team that's beaten them 14 of the last 16 games. Give me the 4.5 with the Sooners in Stillwater.
Well, that's good. Now I can root for Oklahoma State, and I know we put the nail in your coffin with that as well. Signed, sealed, and delivered. End of the regular season. Bam! Like Emerald.
So there you go. I'll give you the recap here, Joe. At least he's got Texas Tech +14.5, Michigan +8.5, Arizona +20.5, LSU +6.5, and likes him to win outright. Stanford +20.5, Louisville -2.5, Penn State -1.5, and Clemson -11.5. I have the Seminoles +2.5 against the Gators, Ohio State -8.5, BC and Wake under 64.5, the Hokies +7.5, the Irish -20.5, BYU -6.5, Auburn and Alabama over 55.5, and the Sooners, Joe, +4.5. The picks for the final regular season weekend in college football. I can't believe we've made it, Joe. I can't believe
Let me ask you this, Carver. Quickly, are you taking the points in the Iron Bowl or are you laying them? I'm laying them.
I'm laying them, too. I think Bama absolutely hammers them. I think they hammer them, Joe. Big points for Alabama on Saturday. All right, college football full circle. Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We rapid fire through the rest of the games right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle, Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe, a couple that we have not discussed at all. The Ducks, off the embarrassing performance against Utah, have the big game, big rivalry game against the Beavers. The Ducks and the Beavers splashing around in Eugene this Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Give me the Beavers, Joe, with the 7.5.
Let's take them on the money line. The Ducks suck.
Let's go.
How do you step up 38-7? You get abused like that? Like, really? Like, you get abused like that?
Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Thibodeau, I'm the best defensive player NIL. Number one pick in the draft.
Forget him.
I know.
Will P.J. Fleck row the boat against Wisconsin? 4 p.m. Eastern
like
start,
them.
Plus 6.5 with the Gophers at home.
I've been in the spot. I've taken Minnesota in this rivalry game all the time. Paul Bunyan. Is that the Paul Bunyan? I don't even know which one it is.
Yes, the Bunyan axe.
The Bunyan axe. They have the Oaken bucket. They got a. I can't even keep it straight, right? I'm lucky I know my name. You want me to know freaking the Paul Bunyan. But I'm taking them. At home, I'm not sold on Graham Mertz. Paul Christ, he can't coach himself out of a paper bag. I hope Fleck, let's stick the nail in Wisconsin. Coughing too.
Do my Roadrunners of UTSA finish off the perfect regular season at North Texas laying 10.5?
I think they win, but they don't cover again. Were on life support last week. Life
sure
support.
Were.
Frank
I was
Harris.
Watching every snap of that game.
Are you kidding
UAB.
Me?
Oh my
Unbelievable.
God. How about Terry? Does Terry get it done here? The Monroe Lafayette rivalry here. He's had a
21.5
wins, 21.5 for Terry.
Monroe to Funroe. Let's do it. Funroe to Monroe. That's what he said when he took over the program. Let's do it. Monroe to Funroe. Let's roll that boat, Terry. Let's go, baby.
Another one I love, Joe. Nevada, Carson Strong and Dubes. Last regular season game for Nevada. Ed Adazio in Colorado State. We're laying the 3.5 late night with Nevada. Joe, tremendous job as always. Everybody have a safe, happy, healthy holiday weekend. Great job by Andrew Torres. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio.